This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is back in Washington following a five-day trip to Europe. The trip highlighted the key U.S. role in mounting a strong allied response to Vladimir Putin's aggression in Ukraine. Biden attended the Group of Seven leaders meeting in Germany, which was followed by a three-day NATO summit in Madrid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday that the withdrawal of Russian forces from Snake Island would significantly change the situation in the Black Sea. In the evening address, Zelensky said the pullout would limit Russian activities, but acknowledged it would not guarantee safety in the Black Sea area yet. And judges across the United States are weighing in on whether state constitutions allow abortions after the Supreme Court last week overturned Roe v. Wade. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more on the story.
A judge in Kentucky has temporarily blocked that state's nearly total ban on abortions. While in Florida, a judge says he'll temporarily stop a 15-week ban from taking effect. The rulings pause so-called trigger laws, which were designed to take effect after the high court ruled to end federal constitutional protections for abortions. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state will appeal. In other states, there have been disputes involving abortion bans that have been on the books for generations, but never enforced. The flurry of activity has caused confusion and left patients and clinics scrambling. I'm Mike Hempen.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping will attend Friday celebrations marking the 25th anniversary of Hong Kong's handover from Britain, with once annual demonstrations, silence, and a massive security presence in force. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Supreme Court has made a historic change minutes after ending a contentious term. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ketanji Brown Jackson is now the High Court's first black female justice after being sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts.
I am pleased to welcome Justice Jackson to the court and to our common calling.
For the first time, there are now four female justices, with Jackson replacing former boss Stephen Breyer. She won't change the court's 6-3 conservative majority, one that issued several major rulings this term. Last week, it overturned the nationwide right to abortion and expanded gun rights. Today, it dealt a blow to fighting climate change, limiting how the EPA can curb power plant emissions. President Biden calls it another devastating decision that aims to take the nation backwards. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr., son of former dictator Ferdinand Marcos, became the 17th president of the Philippines Thursday, successfully fulfilling his family's mission to return to power 36 years after people's uprisings toppled his father. The 64-year-old Marcos ran on a campaign of national unity, which was an invitation to forget the atrocities of his father's dictatorial regime. Critics say Marcos' May victory can be attributed to decades-long historical revisionism, efforts by the family, and massive disinformation on social media platforms. President Rodrigo Duterte skipped the inauguration, but the two met inside the palace before the swearing-in. The World Health Organization says the number of coronavirus cases rose by 18%, in the last week, with more than 4.1 million new cases reported globally. The UN Health Agency said the worldwide number of deaths remained relatively similar to the week before, at about 8,500, but increased in three regions: the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and the Americas. And weeks after acknowledging its first coronavirus infections, North Korea appears to be blaming the outbreak on balloons sent by defector activists in South Korea. North Korean officials said Friday they traced the outbreak to an inter-Korean border region where a teenager and a five-year-old came in contact with an alien thing in early April. The statement published in the state-run Korean Central News Agency did not specify what objects were, but later warned residents to be on the lookout for balloons and other alien things in the area. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.